Okay, our next talk is by Warner Kale. He's going to talk about the performance monitoring of the cloud. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Hi. So I hope you had a nice lunch. Glad many of you came back. So now I'm going to talk about performance monitoring, which is in some areas also related to units of measurement. So those of you who did eat a little bit and probably count your calories with tracking devices, this is about how to track the health and the fitness of your applications, especially in the JVM context, with a few examples. So first I'm going to give you a brief introduction about myself and what monitoring is about, and then look at a few selected examples, especially a large emphasis on Performance Copilot, a little bit about Drop Wizard Metrics, then an Apache project called Sirona. How many of you have heard about it? It's in the incubator, so I guess probably not everyone may be familiar with every single project that enters the incubator. Yeah, StatsD, I only have one slide because I also want to show one or two live demos if the time permits. So I'm a Java EE consultant, also work as Agile or DevOps coach in some projects. I'm an Apache committer, I'm also Eclipse committer, and I'm an active member of the Java community process, including, well, there is another election that just ends today, so by the end of the day or tomorrow I will probably know whether I may be re-elected to the executive committee, but I have been in the executive committee as the only individual member for the whole 8 years that Obama was president, so let's see if at least I'm allowed to be re-elected. Let's see if I am re-elected. So, monitoring applications is to analyze various metrics, for example, CPU, memory, disk space, and various others. And of course, in the cloud, in distributed applications, this becomes even more complex because in many cases you also have to take the communication between those nodes or between your monitoring service or monitoring endpoint and the centralized monitoring server into consideration. And if you want to monitor the network performance and you actually want to do that over the network itself, then even your monitoring results may be affected, or at least the communication over the network would also then affect the network itself. So, a high-level view of various monitoring aspects. Yeah, especially in the cloud, it's usually has to do with some sort of multi-tenancy. If it's really a public cloud like Amazon, Google, Microsoft, you name them, then it's literally can be hundreds or thousands of tenants, but also inside your own network. For example, I help a banking project in Frankfurt right now, and even there, they're using an API by some new fintech startup, and it's already being used by one particular project, and now our project has to consume the same API. So even though they didn't support multi-tenancy out of the box, they now have to sort of add support to it so they know whether one project or the other calls their API, because both projects have different requirements to how the API behaves. So the number of hosts can, of course, have a great effect on response times. A There's something, it's a bit like Moore's law, but there's the so-called Little's law. Have any of you heard of this concept? So it's slightly modified here for the purpose of monitoring and querying the response time, but basically, as you see, for example, 10 megabytes with a data connection that allows 2 megabytes per second means that on average it would take 5 seconds to get the data. There are different types of monitoring. I will more or less focus primarily on the performance aspect, but there's also log monitoring with popular frameworks like Logstash, Kibana, and various others. And in fact, in some cases, you also see that logs are being analyzed, and although they may not always have a meaning with regards to the performance, but I've seen large companies during a recent Kibana and log monitoring meetup in Karlsruhe in Germany, where a major company that's based there, they're a large pharmacist, so you can probably guess which company it is, but they use log analysis also for things like how many products of a particular type have we sold in our shop in Karlsruhe or in Frankfurt or somewhere else. So they actually use log analysis beyond the core purpose of finding out problems or debugging, but they actually use it for something that's domain and business related, beyond just debugging and system analysis. So here's an example of the Kibana dashboard. The focus of this talk is more on, if you want, the edge monitoring. So even though every single solution that I'm going to present allows to analyze data into every major data analysis pipeline or to SABIX and other centralized monitoring systems, I'm going to focus here on the actual monitoring tools themselves, and then some of them even work with each other, as we will see. So how some of the traditional tools that were more or less platform dependent. So many of these tools you can probably think of as the make tool compared to more recent alternatives that were offered. And the tools, especially most of them, have some aspect of Java or are even partly written in Java. So you can think of those tools that I'm presenting as these are make of performance monitoring, and the tools that I'm going to talk about are more the Ant or Maven or Gradle, if you want. So they're a little more up to date. Although some of them have been around for quite a while. Which brings us to Performance Copilot. As a matter of fact, it was initially, I think, started by Silicon Graphics, the 3D company, and literally the tool itself, although it wasn't always open source, but I think the tool was started roughly around 1990, so when the internet or Google didn't even exist. But Performance Copilot was already around. At the time, it was mainly used internally by Silicon Graphics because of their performance needs for 3D graphic modeling and visualization. So, of course, these boxes were always pretty state-of-the-art. And so Performance Copilot was more or less written as a byproduct of their core activities. It wasn't open source, but it subsequently became open source. It was maintained by a couple of companies, and now the main contributor is actually Red Hat. But it doesn't only work with Red Hat Enterprise Linux. It's mostly pre-bundled. When you install Red Hat Enterprise Linux, then it's already in there, out of the box, and it also now is bundled with almost every major Linux enterprise distribution, whether it's SUSE or Ubuntu or others. So what is Performance Copilot? It's an open source toolkit. It offers system level analysis, both live and historical, so you can do real-time stats, or you can use kind of a timeline function to see when are there bottlenecks. For example, similar to what that company did with their products. Here, of course, you can rather say, at what time of the day do people usually visit our website, and does that cause possible performance problems? The most important is probably also on the bottom line, because not every solution that I'll talk about today has such a proper support. It had units of measurement support ever since, and the Java binding tool Parfait uses a standard that I'm involved in, the Java units of measurement standard, JSR 363. Parfait actually used the previous approach that was stopped by the JCP ever since around 2010, but with the most recent versions after JSR 363 had gone final, Parfait now uses the new official units of measurement standard. So the two core principles of PCP, of Performance Copilot, are agents and demons. Well, not angels and demons, but it's close enough. The performance metric domain agents and the performance metric collection demons. So here are a couple of examples. There are various metric collection demons and several applications, some that are pre-bundled and part of PCP, but you can also extend it, and I will show you an example of, for example, how Netflix did that. So a metric consists of the name, for example, disk diff read, and there are several hundred metrics in PCP. That's just one example. Then metadata, for example, here the unit is count. In another case, for example, disk available space, the unit would be kilobyte, megabyte, or terabyte. And other metadata, plus then the actual value, which is usually a numeric value. So several agents report to the Performance Copilot daemon, PMCD. That daemon then propagates the data to various clients. But the same can also be done remotely. So you can actually have another remote system. And I also use Performance Copilot for a recent client of mine in their Jenkins cluster to monitor the various Jenkins nodes. So the metrics usually come from one source per server again. So, of course, you can have multiple nodes. The source can be queried, also historically. And Metadata usually include something like the unit or the scale. Yeah, I already mentioned a historical data, sort of, you can think of it as a performance timeline, a bit like your Twitter or Facebook timeline. And yeah, if, for example, your server runs out of memory, then literally it may also die, just like Facebook the other day declared several thousand or more users dead, including Mark Zuckerberg. So on this timeline, you will, of course, see, for example, if a particular server runs out of memory and crashes, then when you bring it up again, with historic analysis, you can find out what the cause of the problem was, or if it happened overnight when it actually started. Of course, in most cases, you would ideally try to have live monitoring to make sure that it doesn't even run out of memory in the first place. But if it does still happen somewhere, then historic analysis will allow you to find out the problem and try to compensate it in future. So yeah, the central logging tool is the so-called PM logger. And PCP can be extended and has language bindings for various languages. I already mentioned Parfait. So Parfait is the Java binding that you can use together with your JVM-based applications. So whether it's Tomcat or Spring, almost everything is supported. So the monitoring part was the original PCP bridge for Java, but it has since then been modified quite a lot. And now that Red Hat is the main contributor, of course, with its Java and Java EE expertise, this modification happens even faster. And it supports various endpoints. For example, the PCP format that PCP uses to communicate between different nodes. Or you can use GMX, of course, in Java, or other custom formats. Especially REST and JSON nowadays also is getting very popular. This has been created by another company that was also, or I think still is, contributing to Performance Copilot, Aconex. And they wrote their own PCP bridge and later made this open source and contributed it to the Parfait module of the PCP project. So the advantage is here that it is flexible, but the disadvantage is that you have to know the exact ID of a matrix. Yeah. Timing locks the resources that are consumed. So it is more or less a map of activities and values that are tied to a thread in the JVM. So it's a bit like if in your application code you actually set a timer in your own code, but Parfait in that case does this for you. So this is how it looks, because it's a little very rich information. And the last module or aspect to Parfait our requests. Now, there are several language bindings. I mostly look at the JVM, but as an example, in Google Summer of Code, actually this year, so this is a very new addition to the Performance Copilot family, is a project called Speed, which does the same for the Go language, which, of course, many popular systems nowadays, including Docker, are written in Go, so it makes sense to also have native Go support. And the main components of this library are very similar to both what Parfait defines. They may have been slightly different terms, but you will see some of the terms, especially the term client, registry, and metric, also show up in some of the other JVM-based solutions that I will come to in a moment. So this is one example of a singleton metric and how you can write this in Go. Again, even though in Go it's not using GSR 363, but regardless of the language that you use and the underlying open source frameworks, Performance Copilot always does mandate a unit, so the numerical information is not lost or can be misinterpreted. That's definitely one of the advantages of this and a few other solutions. So there's not that much time to show it live in action, but there's also some support for containers like Docker. Including namespaces. And you can target individual containers. So those of you who want to use it with Docker, find more about that on the PCP website. I'm mentioning it, but I will only show a live demo inside an individual Unix VM because there's not enough time to do a full Docker or container demo here. So let's get to another, and probably in the Java ecosystem, it may be almost the most widely used solution, because, for example, Spring Boot also makes massive use of drop wizard metrics under the hood. You sometimes don't really see it, but the metrics endpoints that Spring Boot has out of the box, and I'm also going to give a small, quick demo about that. They're actually using drop wizard metrics under the hood. So, metrics is based on a set of reporters. The most basic one would be to just report to the console, or you can report to CSV files, to SLF4J, to JMX, or to third-party custom formats. And there are advanced reporters that allow propagating the data to Graphite, Ganglia, and other distributed monitoring systems. And there are third-party libraries also for many other projects and tools. You can use it together with AspectJ to weave the monitoring into your application. And it has support for InfluxDB or Cassandra. StatsD is actually another monitoring tool that runs on Node.js. I have one slide. So you can also make drop wizard metrics communicate with StatsD. And of course, there's very heavy Spring integration. So the basics of metrics, and we already saw certain things like the registry. So there's a common registry, which is the collection of all the metrics in your system. So you can think of it a little bit like JNDI in Java, for example. It's a little wiggly. Each metric has a unique name. And then that's how you would register a particular metric with the metric registry. Another important element of metrics is the so-called gauge. So that's like a meter that shows the pressure. So as the logo already suggested, it was some sort of Mad Hatter hat, like the one from Alice in Wonderland, with a steam pipe on top of it. So as you had many synonyms from the real world, like kitchen and recipe, for example, in DevOps tools like Cocky or Chef, here, this, of course, uses real-life synonyms, and one is the gauge that would just show data as if it was a traditional machine. Another one is the counter. So the counter basically increments and decrements values. And there are two other key elements. One is the histogram, and the other one is the meter. They're all used for different aspects of monitoring. So for example, histogram would also show data over time. The meter more or less shows data in real life or in real time. And then there's also a timer, which again deals with performance data over time. So the timer is more or less a combination of histogram and meter. This is an example of how to use the graphite reporter. And propagate the data monitored by Drop Wizard Metrics to Grafana. So there's a project also in the Apache world, since we're in Spain, and literally the project that heavily inspired, I'm not sure if it's really a fork, but there used to be a monitoring tool. I also used it roughly 6 or 7 years ago in a client in India, a monitoring tool called Jamon. Have any of you heard about that or worked with it? Yeah, so it was, I'm not sure where, I think it may have been SourceForge, so one of the early open source ecosystems that existed before GitHub and co. And the project leaders and committers to Apache Sirona also dealt with Jamon or had to extend it for some of their clients, and they came across shortcomings, which is why they decided to propose it to Apache, and it was accepted by the Apache incubator. So you can find it in the incubator, and well, I think the activity last year was very strong when they had the last milestone release, but it seems they had a bit of a trouble since then because the commit activity has not been so high as it was last year. So if any of you are committers and want to join the Sirona project, I'm pretty sure the project will definitely welcome one or the other committer. And I don't have a separate slide, but there is actually at Java 1, Oracle announced that it will put some more weight behind Java EE, Java EE 8 and EE 9, And one of the aspects, although that has been the most vague one, I think there wasn't even a real session at Java 1, but they want to offer something somewhat similar along the lines of either Drop Wizard Metrics or Jamon or probably Spring Boot Actuator, of course. So there's a plan for JSR that deals in the area of metrics or health monitoring for an application. And we don't yet know whether or not it is possible to use Apache projects. There's one that Anatol Dresch will talk about later this week at Apache Concord called Apache Tamaya that deals with configuration management. And for configuration management, the JSR is not yet numbered, but the potential spec lead and I are going to have another presentation in Sofia in 2 days, at Java 2 days. So for configuration, there's a concrete JSR plan, even though there is no number. For health, Oracle also basically says, we want to do that, but there is no concrete JSR, and I think they also haven't yet identified a spec lead, but probably from some of the contributors, including Red Hat, of course, they are very active, they lead JSRs, or maybe some of the contributors of Sirona. In fact, several of them are also active committers and members of the expert group of the CDI standard, or contributors to Apache Delta Spike, which is already a fully blown project and successful. So Sirona has potential, and in an ideal world, it could even at least inspire or even become part of something like a reference implementation for a future health and metric JSR. So that's why I'm mentioning it, and that's why, especially if that was to happen, then it may graduate from the incubator a lot faster. And if any of you are interested in this area, then please look it up and join the project if you want. So the Sirona basics are also very similar to what we heard about Drop Wizard Metrics. So it has a repository. It has a counter. So for the sake of time here, I always give brief extracts from real-life examples, but I'm not going to show most of them except the combined Spring Boot metrics demo and Performance Copilot. Hopefully, if we don't run out of time. But yeah, we are almost done with the slides. So Gorge, again, as we saw before, and the stopwatch. And just one slide, actually. So this also exists for languages other than Java or C or Go. And StatsD was a network daemon that runs on Node.js and listens for statistics like counters and timers. It also allows aggregating data to popular services like Graphite. But it not only allows you to use clients that are written in JavaScript or Node.js. There are also Java clients. Okay. Actually, still have a lot of time, or a little bit time, but yeah, I hope there will be time for questions. So let's first start with Performance Copilot. So if you're not running Red Hat or a comparable Linux system on Ubuntu, it can be a little tricky. I also had to install it the way that I did at my client, where they were also running the Jenkins client on an earlier version of Ubuntu LTS. And if you use the standard apt-get under Ubuntu, you often, unfortunately, end up with a slightly older version. So when I ran apt-get, it would only offer me the version 3.10.8 of Performance Copilot, which is not yet as well integrated with Vector and other things. So that's why I actually took the Debian distribution from Bintray, where every single PCP distro can be downloaded. You can also install Docker images for PCP and Parfait if you're running Docker. So there's several distros for most major Linux distributions and other images and repositories. You can find all of those on Bintray. And that's what I also did for PCP. I installed version 3.11.5, I think, and that one has a rather recent support for things like Vector.
So it's already running. So this is the live chart. Just going to show the most.
You probably need to switch the projector.
Oh, sorry. Is that still on? I think I have to leave PowerPoint. I think that usually does the trick. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so thanks. So now you can see that's the live chart of Performance Copilot, the graphics application.
Okay.
I'm not sure if the font gets much larger, but I hope this is at least somewhat readable. So here's the CPU utilization. Then there are several disk I/O network interfaces. Well, I'm not connected to the network, or I'm not consuming anything. That's why it's pretty low. And below is the real memory usage.
And now we are going to look at the same example using Netflix Vector.
So it's still on the same box, but you can actually do that if you use a different IP address or name of this host, and that's what I did, for example, in our Jenkins cluster, where I had this dashboard available on the Jenkins master, but by defining different views, each with the correct name or IP address of the Jenkins node, I was able to show them a distributed vector view of all relevant nodes on the Jenkins master. So this is a web application that Netflix contributed, and of course they do quite a lot. They have things like Hystrix or Ahios and many other projects that are also popular and widely used. For example, Hystrix is also used in the project that I'm involved in right now, using Spring Boot and other fancy technologies. But to allow distribution and scale, they also use Apache Kafka, by the way, but they also use Hystrix as a circuit breaker. So that it may be not the most widely known contribution by Netflix to open source, but it is definitely one that they also use themselves. But by making that available in almost every enterprise Linux, you pretty much get this out of the box.
Okay. So I think we have about 5 more minutes. So just a very brief.
So that's just the StatsD client code to show how you can connect to StatsD. But for the sake of time, I'm not going to start a StatsD server here. But you can connect to StatsD from everywhere, and you can also connect to it, for example, from Drop Wizard Metrics.
And And that is the Drop Wizard matrix integrated in Spring Boot that I'm going to fire up for a quick demo. I just have to find the folder. Spring Boot sample matrix Drop Wizard, okay? Second, what was it? Sample matrix. There we go. So, yeah, that's a Spring Boot Fat Jar application. So we will just run Java. Sure, there's a char. Yeah. So this is just a small dummy application that has a RESTful service saying hello Phil, but the really interesting ones are the endpoints. Should have, yeah, this one, that's sort of the more simple one. It just shows the status, which can be up or something else. If it's not up, then you usually have a problem. And there are some very basic summary information like the total memory and others. Now, and here you see the most important difference between both Performance, Copilot, and Apache Sirona. They have the notion of unit. Sirona doesn't support GSR 363 or 275, but nevertheless, it does know the unit of a particular metric, and it's probably just a string. But it's still important enough to have a string saying millisecond or second or kilobyte, even if it's not a type-safe unit of measurement, but it's a semantically correct information about the unit. And that's something that Drop Wizard Matrix and also Spring Boot on top does not have. It's just numeric. So either you need JavaDoc, or I know in our client project, I also see that there are certain metrics. And that's the second URL. That's probably a little more interesting. Oops. There we go. That shows a whole lot more, but still, you have things like heap committed, and in a large cluster that probably has terabytes or exabytes, either you have a giant number because it's still kilobytes or bytes, but you have no clue whether this is kilobyte or byte, and that's something that Drop Wizard and Spring Boot Matrix, unfortunately, is still lacking, that the data and the value is just numeric. And you have to make it up yourself by, for example, giving it a proper name and having the name, having the unit embedded in the name of the matrix. Okay, so I think we're almost out of time. Maybe one question? Or? No? So all the links are in the slides. I will upload them at least when I'm in Sofia or tonight in Barcelona. And here you can find the links to Performance Copilot, Drop Wizard Matrix, Apache Sirona, StatsD, and the Java community process. Again, there should be a health and metric related GSR, and if it's proposed, then please check it out on jcp.org, and if you're a member of the Java community process, then you're more than welcome to also contribute. And if you're more interested in something like Apache Sirona, then the project would definitely also welcome your committer contribution or simple feedback. Okay, any questions? No? Then
so
thanks a lot for coming.
Let's thank for attending the session. Thank you very much for the presentation.